Later, there would be those who questioned Bohr's refutation because he had treated macroscopic elements such as the pointer, the scale, and the lightbox as if they were quantum objects and therefore subject to limitations imposed by the uncertainty principle. To handle macroscopic objects in this way ran counter to his insistence that laboratory equipment be treated classically. But Bohr had never been particularly clear about where to draw the line between the micro and the macro, since in the end, every classical object is nothing but a collection of atoms. Whatever reservations some had later, Einstein accepted Bohr's counterarguments, as did the physics community at the time. As a result, he ceased his attempts to circumvent the uncertainty principle to demonstrate that quantum mechanics was logically inconsistent. Instead, Einstein would henceforth focus on exposing the theory as incomplete. In November 1930, Einstein lectured in Leiden on the light box. Afterwards, a member of the audience argued that there was no conflict within quantum mechanics. "I know this business is free of contradictions," replied Einstein, "yet in my view it contains a certain unreasonableness." In spite of this, in September 1931, he once again nominated Heisenberg and Schrödinger for a Nobel Prize. But after going two rounds with Bohr and his seconds at the Solvay conferences, one sentence in Einstein's letter of nomination was telling. "In my opinion, this theory contains, without doubt, a piece of the ultimate truth." His inner voice continued to whisper that quantum mechanics was incomplete, that it was not the whole truth as Bohr would have everyone believe. At the end of the 1930 Solvay conference, Einstein traveled to London for a few days. He was the guest of honor at a fundraising dinner on 28th of October for the benefit of impoverished Eastern European Jews. Held at the Savoy Hotel and hosted by Baron Rothschild, the fundraiser drew almost 1,000 people. With the great and the good elegantly dressed, Einstein willingly donned white tie and tails to play his part in what he called the monkey comedy, if it helped open wallets. George Bernard Shaw was the master of ceremonies.